KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 42. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, January 11th. Our weather forecast calling for falling temperatures today as the cold front makes its way across Oklahoma. Temperatures dropping to around 30. Wind chill valley is going to be pretty cold. And a wind advisory from now until 9 o'clock tonight. When that cold front hits the region, 25 to 35 mile an hour winds with gusts of 45. We could see some blowing dust and maybe some blowing snow later today. Maybe about a half an inch of snow possible throughout the afternoon and the evening. So be careful out there on the roadways with that wind advisory today. A man accused of kidnapping in a violent Anadarko confrontation now facing some additional charges. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Prosecutors in Caddo County now charging a man with trying to prevent a witness from testifying in his kidnapping case. 38-year-old Joshua Lee Wirtz has been in the Caddo County Jail since November after Anadarko police allege he kidnapped his girlfriend at gunpoint. Wirtz was already facing up to 20 years in prison in connection with the kidnapping charge and 10 years on the weapons charge. The Lawton Constitution reporting Wirtz now facing an additional 10 years if he's convicted of witness tampering. A Caddo County man who pleaded guilty to a murder charge out of Lawton will not be allowed to withdraw his guilty plea. Last fall, 29-year-old Joshua Cody Naw of Apache pleaded guilty to the stabbing death of a man at a Lawton apartment. Cody Naw was back in court yesterday wanting to withdraw the plea, but the judge refused. Cody Naw not only pleaded guilty to murder, but also to burglary, child neglect, and assault with a deadly weapon. The judge upholding Cody Naw's sentence of life in prison plus 15 years. Some additional life-saving equipment has been donated to the Chickasha Police Department. A number of combat application tourniquets provided to the agency from the Department of Homeland Security. Police say one of these tourniquets saved the life of Officer Matthew Schoolfield when he was injured in a shootout with a man while delivering a search warrant last fall. Now, there is a short training course needed to learn how to apply the tourniquet, and authorities say there are plans to include other law enforcement agencies down the road, along with allowing civilians to take the training. It's just a four-hour program. More cool news coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018.
Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Fire danger elevated today because of the fierce winds that are moving across the state. Randy Kozad is a fire prevention technician with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He says just about all of western Oklahoma west of I-35 is in a near critical to critical designation for wildfires, not only because of the winds, but the extremely dry conditions. His crew stands ready to respond if needed.
Whenever the wildfire gets away from the structure, it gets in the wildland side, in the fields or in the mountains, the hills, that's where we come in. And we can come in with Type 6 engines and personnel, or we can... we'll go off and, you know, light backfires if we need to, if it comes to that point.
Now, while there are no active county burn bans right now, Kozad asking individuals to delay any burning of trash, brush, or pastures until the fire danger drops. We're about a month away from the largest stock show of the year for this region. More than 2,000 animals expected for the Southwest District Livestock Show coming to the Grady County Fairgrounds February 14th through 17th. Some say the only stock show that's bigger is the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Cattle, sheep, pigs, and goats all will be paraded through the arena. Youth from 14 counties from basically the Southwest quadrant of Oklahoma will participate. The show pays up to $1,000 for the Grand Champion Market Steers, Heifers, Market Weather Sheep, and Barrow. While most shows have a Grand and Reserve Champion, this show also has a third-place bronze prize that can be up to $250. Animals need to be pre-registered by February the 2nd. Annual school elections are coming up in a few weeks. First-time voters are those who need to update their voter registration. Should do so by next Friday, January 19th, the deadline to make any name or address change to your voter registration. And you can visit your local county election board to do so, or you can get forms at most libraries or tag offices or the post office. You can also download a form from the state election board website, elections.ok.gov. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange topped $63 yesterday, up to $63.57 a barrel. London-based Brent crude topped $69, up to $69.20. Natural gas was down yesterday to $2.90 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,319, and silver, $17.04. Obituaries today include 80-year-old Roberta Bobby Elliott of Chickasha. A memorial service will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Epworth Methodist Church. Arrangements are with McRae Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for falling temperatures today to about 30 with gusty winds, 25 to 35 with gusts of 40, and wind advisory posted for the region until 9 o'clock tonight. We could see some blowing dust and even some blowing snow later on today. Right now, the cold front hasn't hit this region. It's a little breezy, and the temp is 42, but again, dropping temperatures throughout the day. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
I've got to break free.
Sometimes life can be like a game of Monopoly. One minute you're doing great, and the next thing you know, it's go directly to jail. When that happens, don't take a chance. Call Joe Bob Bail Bonds in Chickasha. With over 30 years' experience, Joe Bob Bail Bonds knows the system and can get you or your loved one out of jail fast. Be sure to stop in for your official Joe Bob Get Out of Jail Free t-shirt. 24-hour statewide service. Call 222-1112 for Joe Bob Bail Bonds. They can set you free.
In sports, Chickasha High School wrestling at home tonight as the Chicks entertain Marlow in a duel. There will be youth, junior high, and high school matches tonight at the CHS Sports Arena. They all start about 6 o'clock. The Chickasha freshman boys basketball team taking part in the Canadian Valley Conference Tournament at Newcastle. Chickasha boys play Lindsay in a loser's bracket game this afternoon. CHS freshman girls not playing in that tournament. And Chickasha's middle school teams, the 7th and 8th grade teams, all playing at Elgin today. A big milestone for the upcoming Grady County High School basketball tournament. This year marks the 100th year for the event. Amber Pocasset boys and Rush Springs girls are the top seeds. All the games will be played at Dibble this year. The tournament starts on Monday with four games, including girls matchups with Amber Pocasset and Nittacaw, and also Minko taking on Dibble. Boys first round games Monday, Minko versus Nittacaw and Alec versus Dibble. You can hear all the games either here on Cool 105.5 or our website, cool1055fm.com. The Caddo County Basketball Tournament also starting Monday. Fort Cobb Brockton boys and girls are the top seeds. Nine teams in the Caddo County Tournament, which will have eight games on the opening day at Anadarko's Warrior Fieldhouse on Monday, as we mentioned. USAO basketball teams on the road tonight, heading to Plainview, Texas for games with Wayland Baptist University. It's a matchup of top 25 teams in the men's contest. USAO ranked number 20, Wayland Baptist number 21. Both teams tied for fourth place in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings, 3-2 records. For the women, both teams tied for second place in the conference, both at 4-1. Wayland Baptist, though, is ranked number 5 in the country. USAO just out of the top 25. Oklahoma State Cowboys losing a four-point game at Kansas State last night, 86-62. Brandon Averett scored a career-high 22 for the Cowboys. OSU falls to 11-5, just 1-3 in the conference. And the OU women's basketball team runs past Texas Tech in Lubbock last night, 73-52. Viennese Pierre-Louis led OU with 22 points and 8 rebounds. Gabby Ortiz became the third Sooner this year to top 1,000 points in her career. And a lackluster game for the Oklahoma City Thunder, dropping a 104-88 decision at Minnesota last night. Our Cool News Weather and Sports this morning brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank of Trust.